you and I. It's better to smile than it is to cry.
Crocky the crocodile lived in a big tropical river far, far away. He looked just like an alligator, only he was bigger and had longer and sharper teeth. He wasn't a bad sort of fellow, but he was very, very lazy. Swimming after little water bugs and tadpoles for his dinner was just too much effort for him. One day he said to himself, I think I can figure out a way to get my dinner without having to move at all. And he sang,
I'm a smart old crocodile. I'll always cry and never smile. When somebody comes around, I'll open my mouth and gulp him down. And now, he said, I'm gonna try out my plan.
He dragged himself up on the riverbank and started to groan.
Poor old Crocky Crocodile, I'll always cry and never smile. Won't somebody help me out and find out what it's all about?
Why are you crying, Crocky? Asked Sammy Squirrel, who happened to come to the river for a drink. Can I help you?
Oh, yes you can, moaned Crocky. I have a terrible toothache. Please stick your head in my mouth, and maybe you can see which tooth is bad, and you can pull it out. Oh, I'm sure it's one of the teeth way, way in the back.
Okay, said Sammy, falling into Crocky's mouth. Now, let's see, which one is it? It's so dark in here, I can't see very well.
It will be darker in a minute, said Crocky. And
he swallowed Sammy Squirrel.
Ha! That was neat, he chuckled. And again he sang. I'm a smart old crocodile. Again I'll try and never smile. Someone else will come around. I'll open my mouth and gulp him down.
Pretty soon he saw Freddy Fox coming to the river for a drink. So he started to cry, and once more he sang.
Poor old Crocky Crocodile, I'll always cry and never smile. Won't somebody help me out, find out what it's all about?
Why, Crocky, what's the matter? I've never seen you cry before, said Freddy Fox. Can I help you?
Oh, I think you can, Freddy,
moaned Crocky.
I've got a terrible toothache. And if you'll crawl in my mouth, you might find the tooth that hurts me. Oh!
I'll try, said Freddy Fox, climbing in.
Oh! It's so dark in here, I can't see a thing. It'll be darker in a minute,
cried Crocky. And he swallowed him.
Ha! 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 Laughed Crocky.
But suddenly he felt a banging inside his tummy and heard Sammy Squirrel and Freddy Fox singing.
You're a mean old crocodile. You got us for a little while. We'll pound your tummy and we'll shout. So you'd better let us out.
Ouch! Cried Crocky. Ouch! Not so hard, fellas. I was only kidding. Here, I'll open my mouth so you can get out.
But no matter how hard Sammy Squirrel and Freddy Fox tried, they couldn't climb out. It was just too slippery. So they kept on pounding on Crocky's tummy. And believe me, this time when Crocky cried, he wasn't fooling. He meant it.
I'm a foolish crocodile. I'll always cry and never smile. They'll pound my tummy and they'll shout, someone help me get them out.
Suddenly, Benny the wise little monkey climbed down from a tree nearby.
I saw the whole thing, he said, and it serves you right for being such a glutton and trying to take advantage of your friends. But I think you've learned your lesson. So if you'll turn around, I'll hold up your tail and they can slide out.
Well, he lifted Crocky's tail way up in the air and out slid Sammy Squirrel and Freddy Fox. They learned a lesson, too. Never stick your head in a crocodile's mouth. And from that time on, Crocky was satisfied with his water bugs and tadpoles. But every day when Sammy Squirrel and Freddy Fox came to the river for a drink, they would always sing.
Crocky Crocodile would always cry and never smile. But he found out, like you and I, it's better to smile than it is to cry.